God's word that we want to focus in on a little more today is from John chapter 14, verse 27. Jesus says these words to you, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." These are the words of your Savior. It's about 80 years ago that the Nazi war machine was marching through Europe and just consuming countries, probably a lot like the kids are consuming all the quarantine snacks right now, just gobbling them up. And in 1939, they had their sights set on England. So I want you to just imagine what it might have been like to be an everyday British citizen in that kind of an atmosphere, where you see what's going on in the world and you kind of know in your heart what's going to happen. Every time they looked out at the sea and saw a boat over the horizon, they would just wonder about that. Every time they'd see a plane fly by, fear and panic stirred up in their hearts. Every time they heard a loud noise, it was probably like, hey, run for cover. It was fear. It was confusion, uncertainty. So at that time, the British government really had a big job on their hands. They knew that the Germans were marching in and the people were afraid, and so they had this job. How are they gonna comfort people? How are they gonna calm their fears? How are they gonna instill any kind of confidence for victory? Well, this is what they came up with. Maybe you've seen this before. The British Ministry of Information came up with this propaganda slogan, and they put it all over posters, and the idea was, as soon as the German attack came, they would just flood England with this. And the idea was that the only way to get through this, the only way to have any possibility of victory, is if people could just keep calm and carry on. Obviously, the Nazi war machine is in the history books, and we're thankful about that, but all of those emotions and all those feelings that were churning then are still very present now. They're very real, aren't they? I don't know if you're anything like me, but you know, I take out my phone and I look at my social media feed and I start to wonder what's next. Or I listen to the news and I hear about all the new tallies of those infected, or I hear about mass closings, and there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of panic that's stirred in my heart. All these loud warnings that are so important and we should heed, but I just kind of want to run away from them and not deal with them. There's fear. There's a lot of uncertainty. A lot of confusion. So as we turn to the Lord today and His Word, He's got His job cut out for Him, doesn't He? How is He going to comfort His people? How is He going to calm us? How is He going to give us real peace? Well, from the heavenly ministry of information, from the Bible today, we get this message. Keep calm and Jesus on. As we look at these words that I just read, we want to explore this question of how in the world can we have peace in this time of panic? And the key is this, it's Jesus. It's Jesus who gives us peace. I think that imagery of wartime feelings, it's a very good picture for us right now, isn't it? Because it doesn't matter if it's this big visible force like a national army, or if it's invisible like a microscopic virus, it does the same thing. Right? It takes our whole world as we know it and it just rips it apart. It takes everything that we treasure and it puts it into a state of turmoil. It takes everything that we live for and it puts it in a state of confusion. We know that atmosphere. But we see here that it's nothing new. And I'm not just talking about the World War times. We go back to the time when these words were spoken in John chapter 14, and that was very much the atmosphere, especially if you looked at it from the vantage point of Jesus' followers, His disciples. For these disciples, these 12 men, this carpenter's son from Nazareth was their whole world. Very literally, they had left everything they knew, and they followed Him for years. They had no regrets about it. They treasured Him because He spoke and He acted like nobody else ever did. with Jesus, they treasured their relationship with him because they had meaning in life. They had excitement in life. He was what they lived for because there was even this kind of building sense of glory because the crowds were gathering and they were growing. Jesus was everything for them. And yet it's interesting that right in the middle of their world, this bombshell is dropped, and it's Jesus who drops it right before our text. This is what Jesus said to his followers. My children, I will be with you only a little longer. Can you imagine their reaction? Wait a minute. Jesus, how can you leave us? We left everything for you. Fear, uncertainty, confusion, and all of it was very understandable, right? You can understand that. We just talked about how much they loved Jesus. They had been listening to Jesus, and they knew that he spoke about leaving and that it involved suffering and pain and death, but they didn't want to hear that. They wanted to run from that. They didn't want that to happen to Jesus. Very understandable how they were feeling. But at the same time, I wonder if there's something else there too. I wonder if their reaction to all of this might reveal something that was hiding in their hearts. Think about it. Were they only sad for Jesus? Or were they also sad for themselves? Were they sad about what they would be losing without Jesus around them? Here's what I mean. They had it good, didn't they? And if Jesus left, well, there went everything that they were comfortable with. There went all of their excitement. There went all their hopes of personal glory. I wonder if they were really focused on themselves and their own happiness with the things around them and the here and now. Because all of a sudden, when their here and now was turned upside down, these people who seemed like their hearts were so anchored, all of a sudden they were like this boat just tossed in a stormy sea. Maybe I'll put it like this. It seems like they were okay with Jesus as their Lord, who was providing all these things for their happiness. But had they let other things take Jesus' place as their Savior, did they find all of their comfort and the peace and security in things besides Jesus? I think there's a real application for you and for me today. With all these things that are happening in our world, all these feelings that are being churned up in our hearts, could this be a really good opportunity to examine our own hearts? Might there be some things hidden in our hearts that our reaction to all this reveals? Here's what I mean. Think about it like this. Man, it is easy to see Jesus as our Lord, like the disciples did, and give him all kinds of thanks and praise when it feels like there's plenty in our lives, when there's food in the refrigerator, there's an extra roll of toilet paper in the cupboard. It's easy to see Jesus as our Lord and just to give him thanks and praise when we're healthy and our loved ones are healthy, when our job is secure and so are the finances. It's easy to see Jesus as our Lord and just give him thanks when the daily routine is normal. It might be hectic, but it's manageable, and that's our comfort level. I can tell you personally, I know that's true for me, there were a lot of thank you, Lord, moments right here in this house when things were going good this week and was able to figure out all this technology for the live stream. It's easy to see Jesus as Lord when things are going good, but what about times like this? What about when the plenty starts to look like scarcity? What about when the job maybe isn't so certain and then the finances are on the rocks? What happens when we're worried about our health and the health of our loved ones? What happens when things start to get a little uncomfortable and they really are out of our control? Then what? If those are the things that we treasure most of all, then it's no wonder why there's going to be these feelings of panic and fear when they're gone. If those are the things that we truly live for in this life, it's no wonder why it feels like our entire world is upside down. Because when those things go, then so would our peace. Like the disciples, are there times when we have allowed other things to replace Jesus as our Savior so that they give us comfort and peace and security? Maybe an illustration. Maybe think of it like this. I remember when one of my daughters was just a little kid, and she had a real attachment to her blankie, and she had to have it with her at all times. What do you think happened when it came to bedtime and maybe we couldn't find that blankie? Or maybe it was in the washing machine or something like that. Oh, it was panic time. We would look all over the house. Where is the blankie? And if we couldn't find it for some reason, oh, hysterics, tears. Why is that? It's because she, like many children, believed that that blankie was her security. That was her peace. When really it wasn't. As she's grown up now, she realizes, well, that was a childish thought, and that was silly. Jesus was still with her. Her parents were there. That blankie wasn't her peace. Is this an opportunity to see that all the things around us are not our peace and they're not our security? If we can be honest about that and search our hearts and find that hidden in our hearts, then the words Jesus speaks to us today, they're so powerful. I'm going to read those to you again, but before I do, I just want you to understand what the context means. Remember that Jesus spoke these words the night that he was betrayed to death. And so what that means is that Jesus spoke these words before the world really turned upside down, before he suffered and was crucified. He spoke these words to his disciples before they realized that they were going to hit the panic button and they were going to deny him and they were going to flee and abandon him. Friends, these words were spoken before COVID-19 ever existed. They were spoken before we were ready to hit the panic button. And so what that means is Jesus spoke these words knowing all of this, holding all of it in his hands, and he spoke these words precisely for a time like this. And what Jesus says to you is this: peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And do not be afraid. Do you hear your Savior? Peace. It's not peace like, oh, I can't wait for this to be over. It's not peace like, oh, when will things get to normal again and my comfort level? That's the world's peace. And by that I mean peace that is dependent on how we feel, peace that is dependent on what we have around us, peace that comes and peace that goes. Jesus' peace is not like that at all. Jesus' peace is not dependent on what the president does or doesn't do. Jesus' peace does not depend on how the media reports things, good or bad. Jesus' peace does not break under pressure. And we know that because when he spoke these words, he spoke these words and then he was violently arrested. He experienced a sham trial. He underwent extreme torture to his body. He was crucified. He died a bloody death. Now, for most people, if you speak those words and then those things happen to you, then your words are done. Your promise is useless. It's empty, right? But not for Jesus. For Jesus, it's exactly the opposite. For Jesus, that crown of thorns, the whip, the cross, the blood, the tomb, that is what secured Jesus' peace. Because those are the things that paid for the world's sins. Those are the reasons why your sins and my sins are forgiven. And yes, even those sins of trying to find peace and security in things other than him. He died for it all, for you. In Jesus, you have peace with the Almighty God who rules the universe. in Jesus, you have a relationship with that Almighty God. And that relationship gives meaning and joy and hope to your life in every circumstance. You can be sure that your God is right by your side. He's right in your heart at all times, in every twist and turn of this crazy world. He's there. That's peace. That's Jesus' peace. That is your peace. My encouragement to you this morning is this. Don't just know this peace. Apply it to your life. Apply it right now. Apply it today. You're going to hear all kinds of headlines. COVID-19 cases on the rise. But you, dear Christian, can go to Jesus and find peace. Your headlines read like this. I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. You're going to hear all kinds of headlines like U.S. headed for recession. But you, dear Christian, you can go to Jesus and find peace because these are your headlines. I have learned to be content in whatever the circumstance, whether living in plenty or in want. My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Or put the headlines aside for a minute. What about your heart that's screaming at the top of its lungs? I'm afraid. I'm afraid for my health and my family. I'm afraid for my kids. I'm afraid for my finances. I'm afraid of the future. Over all of that screaming, over all of the world's panic, Jesus is standing here today. And with his calming voice, he says to you, peace. My peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. I want to reiterate in all this that I'm not downplaying the turmoil that you're going through, the fear that's in your heart, all of the pain in the world. It's real. Jesus is not denying that either with these words. He's not shuffling it aside and saying, don't worry, be happy. It's because it is real that Jesus speaks these words. Jesus knows that in this sinful, fallen world, this is going to be the atmosphere more often than not, that there are going to be things on the horizon that make us wonder and things floating around that make us fear and loud rumors and warnings that make us want to run. But in all of it, Jesus is telling us, don't be afraid. I'm here. I give you peace. So even when the world gets turned upside down, we're going to be okay because our focus is on Jesus. Even when things get taken away from us in this world, we're going to be okay because our grip is on Jesus and his eternal hope that he gives us. We don't have to be as troubled about the present because Jesus gives us a promise for all of eternity. Dear friend, focus on Jesus. Focus on what he has accomplished for you, forgiveness and heaven and life. Focus what he promises you, that he's going to be with you right now and meet all your needs. Focus on what he has prepared for you. I guess we could say it like this. During these times, keep calm and Jesus on. And what I mean by that is you have a lot of time right now at home. Make sure you're spending some of that time with your Savior. Because in this world of panic, it is Jesus who gives you peace. Amen.